5th chapter, and looking at verse 4, you'll find these words. It says, "For whosoever is born of God overcometh the world." And this is the victory that overcome the world, even our faith. And if we turn back over to the 4th chapter, and we look at verse 5, it said, "They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world hear them." Say, "The world hear them." Now, this is what we're going to talk about, what we talked about. Confess, victory is mine. The Father, Son, the Holy Ghost, and I say, confess, victory is mine. Now let's say it, victory is mine. Say, victory is mine. You may be seated. Victory is mine. Come on, victory is mine. How many of y'all know that when you got saved to live a better life? Come on, ain't no defeat in me. Say that, no defeat in me. Said, no defeat in me. Come on now. See, watch this. See, to live a defeated life is not the life that God has promised us. He promised us victory. Because unsaved folk don't supposed to live better than us who are saved. Isn't that right? Now, we heard what the word said. See, when the world speak and confess something, the world hear them. Isn't that right? But how many of y'all know that God has gave us the victory over every assault and assignment of the enemy? Amen. How many of y'all know that joker going to attack us, ain't he, y'all? And look at some of you right now. You've been attacked all this week. And some of you being attacked even right now as the word begin to go forth. The devil come over, try to put you to sleep. He try to do everything he could to you so you won't hear this word. Do y'all know that's an attack of the enemy? Say, he's scared of me. Come on, say, he's scared of me. See, but he come to kill you. He come to kill all us. Come to steal, kill, and destroy. He don't want us to live according to none of the promises that God has promised us. But how many of y'all know I want mine? I want mine. I wish I had a witness. I want mine. My life is better than non-believers. Come on. God gave me a light and I'm letting it shine. Hallelujah. I'm not going to just let it shine when I'm going through something. I'm going to let it shine when everything is all right. Amen. Say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Everything that Miss Yolanda sung said, whatever it is for me, it's for me. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. And I done been in the ring and I done been in a lot of fights. Amen. Amen. But how many of y'all know when you got saved, you've been on the devil's list to take you out? Amen. All the stuff that happened to you ever since you were born in this world, the devil been trying to take you out. Amen. Ain't he been trying to take you out? Amen. But look what the word said in Isaiah 54 and 17. Said, no weapon formed against you is going to prosper. Ain't that right? Said no weapon. No weapon formed against us is what? Going to prosper. Now, how many of y'all know you in a fixed fight? And when you're in a fixed fight, how many of y'all know the devil going to do all he could and he's going to bring all his weapons? But how many of y'all know no weapon formed against you is going to prosper? I don't care what nobody say. Every tongue, what, that rise up against you in judgment, what, it shall be condemned. Because that's my inheritance. This come with my salvation. Say, I got something with my salvation. Well, if you got the victory, you ought to act like it. Amen. You ought to act like it. You ought to praise God like it. Amen. Amen. When you walk in these doors, you ought to walk in these doors like champions supposed to walk in these doors. Coming in here like you half dead and crawl from under a rock or something like that. That's not, no champion don't act like that. A champion walk with their head up. Glory to God. When it's time to praise they God, they on their feet praising they God. Yeah, I got the victory, somebody. Victory is mine. Say glory to God. Demons and people and the world system and all of that stuff, they're going to come at us, and we already be prepared for it. Say, I'm prepared for a fight. Come on. Come on, I watched the devil kill my sister. I watched him kill my brother. I watched him kill many folk in my family. But he's not going to kill me. Amen. Y'all better talk to me today. Amen. Glory to God. I'm tired of seeing what he's doing to your children and doing to everybody. You can sit back and let him kill you, but I'm not going to let him kill me. Amen. Hallelujah. If the joy of the Lord is my strength, I'm going to show some joy. Hallelujah. I said the joy of the Lord is my strength. I'm going to show some joy. Yeah. If I get power out of prayer, I'm finna pray. Yeah. Hallelujah. If worship inhabit the praise of his people, I'm going to give him some worship. Because I'm in a fight. Hallelujah. Tell somebody I'm fighting for my life. I'm fighting for my life. You just going to sit there and just let the devil beat you up. You just going to sit there and let him take everything from you. And you just going to sit there and just let him whoop on you. Victory is mine. I don't want to hear from you if you ain't got none. You ain't got no joy. I don't want to hear nothing from you. Don't come up to me telling me about all this stuff going on. Tell me what you doing in the midst of it. Come on, talk to me, somebody. You always want somebody to fight for you. When you going to start fighting for yourself? Glory to God. Hallelujah. He's trying to get your children. He's trying to get your job. He's trying to get your health. He's trying to get your mind. When you going to start fighting back? Say hallelujah. Say glory to God. Tired of getting beat up. How many of y'all know? Tired of getting beat up. Scared to go everywhere. You're walking in fear. Hey, God is not giving us what? The spirit of what? Fear. But a power. Somebody said power, y'all. I said power in a sound mind. Glory, hallelujah. Say thank you, Jesus. Say thank you, Jesus. Amen, hallelujah. Let me show y'all something in 2 Corinthians 2 and 14. You ready for this, Melinda? Hallelujah. It said, now thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ, and make it manifest the Savior of his knowledge by us in every place. Yeah. How many of y'all know you got the victory? Yeah. You know what a triumph means? Triumph means we always win. Always. How many of y'all know everything you've been in, God brought you out of? Yeah. See, folks know when God, he said, let the redeemer of the Lord say so. Yeah. That's why we can't close our mouth. Say hallelujah. When I look at the goodness of the Lord and what he brought me out, I can't help but to say thank you, Lord. Glory, hallelujah. I get around folks who've been beat up and knocked out, and God done revived you, and folk done praised you through everything, and you still sitting there acting like you can't give God the praise. What's wrong with you? Say hallelujah. God's been better to you than you've been to your own self. Say hallelujah. Because half of the stuff that happened to us, we did it to ourselves. Am I right about it? But didn't he still bring us out? Look at your neighbor and say, he brought me out. I don't know about you, but he brought me out. Come on, he brought me out. Come on. Nights you were crying and you thought you were losing, God was already fighting your battles. Say hallelujah. The doors that were closed, you were crying, but God wanted them doors closed. And then he turned around and opened the ones that you need to go in. Ain't you glad about it? Said it turned out for my good. Because I always triumph. I always triumph. We come in church and we want everything to just go right without a fight. We want everything to go right without a battle. How you going to have the victory without a fight? How you going to get the win the battle if you never get into a conflict? Am I right about it? We always praying to get out of something. We need to be praying, Lord, give me the strength. Come on, talk to me, somebody. Amen. Devil ain't going to stop picking at you. People ain't going to stop talking about you. The world ain't finna change. Y'all ain't saying nothing to me. This stuff ain't finna change. It's time for you to put up your dukes. Am I right about it? Time to woman up and man up. Be who God called you is. And he said, great is you. He said, great is he that is in you than he that's in the world. Tell somebody, more than a conqueror. Hallelujah. I wish I had some pit bulls in here. Oh, amen. I'm talking about ready for a fight. Instead of crying and all the time, it's time to fight. Anybody want to talk to me today? Because I'm going to help you today, because you gotta be ready to fight. You sit there all you want to, they're going to be calling ambulance on you. You can sit there all you want to, the doctor going to be giving you bad news if you don't start fighting. Am I right about it? Say glory, hallelujah. Say victory is mine. Come on, victory is mine. Say victory is mine. See, everybody talking about this, but see, I got to give it to you like it is. You know, we got some folk really going through something. And the enemy trying to kill them. And see, because you see what they going through, you don't see he's trying to kill you too. Yeah, trying to kill you too. Trying to kill your children too. Y'all know I'm telling you how it is. I had a boy that get shot 7 times, been to prison. I mean, all kind of stuff. On heroin, dope and all that. You know what? I had to get up in the wee hours of the night. I had to pray. I had to pray, amen. Amen. I had to pray that we wouldn't go into no funerals, amen. Amen. Y'all better pray, am I right about it? Y'all hear the enemy trying to knock on some deaf doors around here. Yeah. It's time to fight, am I right about it? Say glory to God. Quit trying to get everybody to fight your battle, and you better learn how to fight your own battles. Yeah. Hallelujah. I'm talking to somebody, I don't know who I'm talking to. But it's time to fight. Their victory is mine. Said victory is mine. I refuse to be depressed. I refuse to feel sorry for myself with all this power God done gave me. Said glory to his name. I refuse to be broke, busted, and disgusted. And God done gave me all his power. Am I right about it? I refuse to let my children tell me what to do. God done gave me all his power. So hallelujah. I'm the head and not the tail. I'm above and I'm never beneath. I'm the lender and I'm not the borrower. Say glory, hallelujah. No devil finna slay me. Y'all better talk to me today. I said no devil is finna slay me. Say glory to God. Because whom the Son set free is free indeed. I got the victory. The battle is Jesus, but the victory is mine. I don't know about y'all, but I smell victory. Hallelujah. Say glory to his name. Y'all better open y'all mouth if you know what I'm talking about. Somebody shout glory. Come on. Hallelujah. You better get your, and when the Indians get ready to come, they get ready to shout before they come. You know when the Indians coming, don't you? They go, oh, 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 they coming, ain't they, y'all? You might well get ready because the enemy coming. Ain't he coming? Yeah, you want every day be sunshine, but baby, let me tell you something. The sun's still going to shine, but the enemy is coming. He coming, ain't that right? He coming to get your mind. He coming to get your time. But you might as well confess and say, I got the victory. Say, victory is mine. You is not going to kill my child. You not going to kill my wife. You not going to kill my husband. You not, look, you ain't finna bother nobody in my house. I got the victory. Yes, Lord, hallelujah. Let me show y'all some Psalm 34 and 19. Look what the word said. The word said, many afflictions of who? The righteous. But the Lord what? Let me ask y'all something. What you been in here ain't delivered you out of? You ought to be saying hallelujah. You ought to be saying glory to God. See, some of y'all in here understand, you may look at my trials and say, I don't know how he made it. I'm going to tell you how I made it. I can tell you how I made it over. Yeah. Anybody want to know how I made it over? If it had not been for the law on my side, where would I be? Because you know what? All what I went through, he delivered me out of them all. Amen. And not some of them, but what, all of them. Every last one of them never lost a battle, has he, y'all? And he never will. My God, King Jesus has never lost a battle. And I tell you, he never will. Ain't that right, y'all? I'm a bad dude, y'all. Yeah, victory is mine. Hallelujah. Sometimes you look at us, you say, he look like he ain't winning and did like that. I don't care what it look like. It ain't over till it's over. Amen. But I'm going to tell you something. I'm an overcomer. Man, y'all better put y'all hands up. I'm an overcomer. I am an overcomer. Say glory to God. I don't be overcame. I am an overcomer. Say hallelujah. See, watch this. Say, I got to believe. Come on, say, I got to believe. I got to believe what I say. Come on, I got to believe what I say. See, now, you ready now. You ready to fight now. You remember when Joe said he was going to jump on you after school? Joe told you that to scare you, didn't he? But if you say, okay, then, I'm going to whoop Joe. You got to believe you're going to whoop Joe. Because Joe ain't backing down. He took your milk money. He took your lunch money. He done took your bicycle. Joe done took everything from you. But you know what you said? I'm going to whoop Joe. Come on. Anybody here got some Joes you got to whoop? Say, I'm going to whoop Joe. Come on. Because God going to deliver me from Joe. Ain't that right? I wish I had a witness. God going to deliver me from this debt. Come on. Say, God going to deliver me from this sickness. God is going to deliver me from this depression. I'm going to whoop Joe. I'm going to whoop Joe. Come on, y'all. No more defeat. Said no more defeat. I'm almost through. Let me tell you something. The devil ain't going to give you no time. He going to whoop you till you're dead. He ain't going to stop till you're dead. Am I right about it? But guess what? You better get him before he gets you. Stop being on the defense and you start attacking that joker. Say hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, I got to say this. You know, my grandbaby came over yesterday. You know, little Willie, little grandbaby. And you know, we're going to bring the baby today. We're going to pray with the baby. But the Holy Spirit told me, he told her, get the baby. Don't pray with the baby. That's all right. But let me show you something what the enemy will do. The enemy will fix it. Well, she ain't got no other choice but to let me pray for her. Y'all better watch this. Ain't that right? How many of y'all know God got some battle axe out there? Yeah. Look at your neighbor and say, I'm one of them, baby. I'm one of them. Say, I'm one of them. Ain't you one of them, baby? Come on, look at me, darling. Ain't you one of them? Ain't you one of them? Ain't you a battle axe? Anybody else here? I'm a battle axe. Anybody here? I'm a battle axe. I'm one of them. Ain't you one of them? Y'all better say something. I'm a battle axe. See, what the enemy wants you to do, get mad at folk. Ain't that right? But the very folk that dogging you, talking about you, they going to need you. Because you know why? You specialize in something that's called believing in God by what I say. Come on. Believing in God by what I say. When I speak, say, when I speak, it moves God. Come on. How many agree with that? Come on, give your neighbor a high five. Say, I agree with that. Say, I agree with that. God got a promise to us. And it's called a confession of our faith. Ooh, is that rich? It's called what? The confession. In other words, let me explain it to you. It's so powerful, Butter. It's so powerful, RJ. And the enemy don't want you to know this. He don't want you to know this. He don't want you to know this. The enemy don't want you to know what you've been saying is the wrong thing. He don't want you to know what you've been confessing is what's been happening to you. You ain't nobody saying that now. Yeah, yeah, that's what's been happening to you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he know that. But see, he know if when you change your confession and start confessing what the word said, you're going to whoop him. Amen? Amen. Say glory to God. Look at your neighbor and say, I'm finna change some things. Come on. I'm finna change some things. Amen, amen. How many of y'all know, watch this, God got to do what his word said do? Come on, how many want to agree with me? In the saints out there. I say in the saints out there. I'm looking at all, I mean, this place is overpacked with nothing but angels right now. Waiting to do something for you. Oh my God, look at them, y'all. Ready to do something for you. They can't do nothing for you until they hear your confession line up with your faith. Oh, y'all ain't saying that. Look at all, oh my God, man, y'all don't see, man, look at all these blessings. It's ready to overtake you. But there's locks on these doors that need to be unlocked. You've been speaking stuff and locking up your own blessings. It's time to speak and unlock your blessings. Say glory to God. Hallelujah. Come on, y'all ready to speak something? You ready to speak something? Say I'm rich. I'm rich. Say I'm wealthy. Say I'm the seed of Abraham. Say I lack nothing. Say no scarcity is in my life. Say my pantries are full. My deep freezer is full. My refrigerator is full. With the best food. In the name of Jesus. Say I'm whole. I'm healthy. In the name of Jesus. And no sickness is in my body. By stripes, I'm healed. Give God praise. Give God praise. I said, give him praise. Say glory. See, the devil's scared of that. He's scared of that. Come on, somebody. I'm telling you, he's scared of that. Say hallelujah. Say hallelujah. I ain't losing no more. Come on, y'all. Say, I ain't losing no more. Say, I'm not losing no more. How many of y'all know I do not like to lose? Do you like to lose? Baby, when you pick on me, you got your hands full. Am I right about it? Ain't that right? Ain't that right? Ain't that right, y'all? I can fight. Do you know how to fight? Anybody here know how to fight? Man, I can tear some butt up. I'm talking about spiritually, physically, baby. I can fight. Sister Turner been knowing me ever since I was a little boy. Didn't nobody bother me. I could fight. Yeah, am I right about it? Anybody know me besides her? I can tell you. She'll tell you. I whooped three of them at one time. That's right. Can fight, baby. Didn't play. Amen. Amen. But see, now I know how to fight with the word of God. Mm-hmm. See, that's what you got to learn how to do. Michael, amen. That's what you got to learn how to do. RJ, yeah. Katrina, Sister Carla, Sister Rivers, mm-hmm. Sister Riley, Sister Brown, Sister Thorne, all of us in here, you got to learn how to fight with the word. Say, am I right about it? How many of y'all know that's a powerful weapon? But you let me tell you what that word is. It's in my mouth. Come on, y'all. It's in your mouth. What you speak will come to pass. Say something. Somebody build something up in there. Am I right about it? Look at neighbor. Say, look what I've been saying. This is what's been happening. Look what I've been saying. This is what's been happening. It has. Look what I've been saying. This is what's been happening. Ain't that right? You don't want to say that. There you go. I like that part right there. Ain't that right, y'all? Let me tell y'all something. God had to show me something. Said, boy, all this power I gave you, what you doing saying what I can't do? You need to be saying what I shall do and what I've already done. I count it done. Y'all ain't heard that. I wish I had a believer say, I count it done. Now, when you say, I count it done, that's your confession. Now, you can walk away. Now, all you got to do when you walk away is have faith and sit back and watch God do the work. Say hallelujah, somebody. Now watch this. Watch this. Let me show you something. Because what you really is in, a faith fight. It's a faith fight. It's a faith fight. Say faith fight. Ain't no fake fight now. This ain't no fake fight. The devil really trying to kill you. But you can't fight him unless you get some faith. Am I right about it? The devil pounce on children that ain't got no faith. He pounce on wives and husbands that don't have no faith. The devil pounce on preachers that ain't got no faith. Deacons ain't got no faith. He pounce on folk that ain't got no faith. He wants you to say, he wants you to say, God can't do it. I can't do it. I don't know what gonna happen. Oh, Lord. He wants you to say that. But he don't want you to say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. Am I right about it? Say glory to God. I ain't no more. They won't let me off work. They gonna let me off work. And I count it done. Y'all ain't heard that, did you? Y'all ain't heard that, hey? I know what the doctor said, but I'm healed and I count it done. Oh, I wish I had a witness. They tell me they ain't gonna get the job. I got that job. I count it done. Am I right about it, somebody? Now, when you count it done, you can walk away, but guess what you gotta walk away with faith. And you got to walk away with faith. Let me show you something when you count it done. This is what happened. Because I got to show you. Because the life and death is right here in this mouth of yours. All this here cussing, you ain't doing that. You ain't moving God. All this here jitter jatter on Facebook, that ain't moving God. Am I right about it? All this mess you talk with your friends about, oh, you don't let me know. That don't move God. What move God is faith. Because life and death is where? In your mouth. Says in my mouth. Says in my mouth. Say, my miracle, my deliverance, my abundance, my promises, my provision, my protection is in my mouth. Say glory to God. Hallelujah. Proverbs 18:21. Let me show you something, Sister Turner. Proverbs 18:21. What does it say? It said, death in life is where? In the power of the tongue. Read it for yourself. I did not write this. God wrote this. He said, death in life is where? In my tongue. Ain't that right? So you mean to tell me my weapon ain't a 9mm? Nope. You mean tell me my weapon is not the kind that Sister Turner used to have, a straight razor? Come on, y'all, talk to me. My weapon is my mouth. Oh, let me help somebody. You need to learn how to use your mouth. Oh, say amen. Say amen. It ain't made for them pretty lipsticks. Yeah, it ain't just made to kiss and it ain't made to eat. It ain't made to just talk. No, no. Your mouth is a weapon. And what comes out of that mouth is going to produce life or death. Ain't that right? Ain't that right? Man, I done spoke stuff. I couldn't take it back. Because when it go out of your mouth, it's out there in the wind. Ain't that right? And it's like a feather. Ain't no telling where it'll go. Y'all ain't heard that, but you better hear this. Said, my mouth, my mouth, my mouth, my mouth. Say glory to God. You done spoke some stuff, my God, that you can't take back. And it done came to pass. And you don't even realize what you said. Am I right about it? Let me give you a good example. Give you an example. Give you an example. I've done this many times. Oh, that boy ain't going to turn out to be nothing. Oh, my God. I said that out of my own mouth. By my own boy. Come on, y'all. Come on, say amen. But guess what you got to learn how to do? You got to learn how to catch your words. So I got to learn how to catch my words. And get what I got to do? I got to catch my words before they come out of my mouth. Oh, y'all didn't hear that part, did I? Say glory to God. See, watch this. Yesterday I was going on my way and I said, I'm gonna stop by Family Dollar and I'm gonna get some candy for the children. Cause Lil Rock, he love to walk in my office and he don't say nothing but candy. That's his confession, candy. But let me show you how powerful that is. That boy, words moved to me. Y'all didn't see it. Y'all lost it right there. Y'all didn't look at it. That little boy said, candy. He spoke it, candy. Pastor gonna have me some candy. And guess who I heard when I was going? I heard Lil Rock say, candy. Now I got him some candy. Y'all ain't heard that, did I? I was riding and then I heard his voice. He said, candy. And I stopped, drove around. You know, my flesh told me, my flesh said, you can get it later. I said, no, I'm finna go in there now. Now I got the candy. Let me show you how powerful this is. When you confess something, when you say something, how powerful it really is. I agreed and said, I'm gonna get the candy. Where is it? See what all had to happen? Somebody spoke it, didn't they? Somebody believed it, right? Somebody confessed it, right? And where the candy? It right here, ain't it? Now, if I'd have said, I ain't gonna get him no candy, it wouldn't be right there. Who spoke that? I spoke that, right? I'm giving you a little small example of the little bitty stuff that we can move if we just use our mouth right. You do it all the time. You said before him, I'm gonna get some weed and put it in my head. Don't you say that. Look at your head, full of weave, ain't it? You spoke it, didn't you? Ain't that right? Let me show you something else you speak. You know what, that gonna give me a headache. Now you got a headache. I'm showing you how powerful your mouth is. You know, I ain't gonna make enough this week. What happened? You don't make enough this week. Now you gotta start saying what? I make more than enough this week and next week, ain't that right? Now you know what the enemy gonna come at you with? He gonna come at you by what you say. Lane, you ready for this? I says you ready for this, Daniel? Watch your words. Watch your words. Children, grown ups, everybody here, watch your words. Watch what you speak. And watch it come to pass. Am I right about it? Anybody ever been on here and said, I'm gonna make it to the gas station? And you made it, didn't you? How many say I ain't gonna make it? And you didn't make it either, did you? But you still made it after you said you weren't gonna make it. But that was the grace of God, ain't that right? Ain't God good? But how many of y'all know you said you kept believing you were gonna make it? See, here we go. I'm dealing with religious folks again. I'm trying to get some folks in the faith realm that know how powerful what confession is. It's powerful. Confession is powerful. Glory to God. We spoke you before you joined this church. Y'all ain't saying that. I said, did we speak him before he joined this church? Did we speak this boy here? Did we speak everything that's going on? Somebody had to stay in faith for it to come to pass. Because when you get in doubt, you ain't finna get nothing. Now we finna change our words. Y'all ready? Can I show you how powerful confession is, Langston? Can I show you how powerful confession is? Let's go to this. Let's go. Watch this. Go to Matthew 10 and 32. I'm gonna show you how powerful confession. When God see your confession, he hear what come out your mouth. What's coming out your mouth? Listen to what's coming out your mouth, because you know what you're going to hear first in your mind, then it's going to come out your mouth. But listen to what you finna say first. He said, whosoever what? That. Is that powerful? Don't you see how God look at confession? See, how many of y'all know when you're at work, you got to confess him? I mean, no, wherever you go, you got to confess him, ain't it? Now look at Luke 12 and 8. Let me show you about confession again. Oh boy, he said, watch this. Also, and also I say unto you, whosoever shall what? Confess me before me, him shall the Son of Man also confess. Man, didn't I tell y'all angels in this room right now just waiting? They waiting to move off of your confession. Ain't nobody heard this. You quiet, ain't you? Uh-huh. The angels waiting on. The angels can't move till you confess something. God can't move till you believe what you confess. Then you got to have faith in what you confess. And guess what? You can't take down. You're just rich. But look what you got to do first. You got to what? Confess. Let me show you. Let me go to the next one. Go to Romans 10 and 9. Romans 10 and 9. Y'all ready? Say, I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready. Say, I got to say something now. I got to say something now. I got to start saying the right thing. Come on. Start saying, I got to say the right thing. Come on. I got to say the right thing. Because victory, what is mine? You keep talking defeat. You ain't finna whoop nothing, finna take nothing. You ain't finna do nothing because you ain't saying what you should be saying. He said that if what? Thou shall confess what? That the Lord Jesus and shall what? That God thou shall be saved. But I got to what? I got to what? I got to say it and I got to say it. I got to confess it and believe it. And salvation going to take place. See, watch this. This our part. We ain't got a big part. We just got a little part. Our part is to say it. Believe it. Have faith. And step back. And watch God deliver it. Am I right about it? But you first got to start saying it. Ain't that right? I got money in the bank. I got millions of dollars. Y'all looking at me talking about how you going to get millions of dollars. I ain't got to figure out how I'm going to get it. God is the one got to figure it out. Am I right about it? I said, this roof already done, ain't it? It done, ain't it? I ain't have to figure out how to get it done. God is the one to figure that out. Am I right about it? You put the seed in the ground. With the words in your mouth. And while it's in the ground, you know not how it's coming up. But I got faith it's coming up. And before you know it, it's up. And before you know it, it got some fruit on it. Say glory to God. Say my words are powerful. Come on. Ain't they powerful, y'all? Now watch this. Watch this. Verse 10. What verse 10 said? With the heart, man, what? But with the mouth, what? Ooh, I gotta say it. I gotta say it. Say, I got to say it. I gotta say it. Say, I gotta say it. How many wanna go with me? Victory is mine. 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 Come on, hallelujah. If you keep saying it, you're gonna believe it. Isn't that right? You keep saying that you're going to believe it. You keep saying you're going to fail, baby. You're going to fall. You ain't going to pass them classes. I heard the Holy Spirit tell me. You don't keep saying that. You keep saying, I have passed. Say glory, hallelujah. Say hallelujah. Say hallelujah. How many of you know you agree with God? God will agree with you. I done said God agree with you for you. He'll agree with you if you agree with him. Yeah. So I agree with God. Do you agree with God? Yeah. Let me show you something that's powerful about confession. Go to my next scripture. Sister Lee, watch Kylie. Look what it said. Confess what? One to another, didn't he? And pray ye that you may be healed. For what? This rich here. See, you know what the enemy do? I love you, baby. I love you so much. The enemy don't want you to tell nobody what you're going through so he can beat you up and so you can be quiet. He don't want you to say nothing. You hear me? He wants you to keep it all to yourself. But you know what the Bible says? If we confess our faults one to another, then guess what'll help? We'll know what to pray for. And guess what happened when we pray? Effectual prayer of a righteous man, what? It avail much. The devil don't want you to say nothing about what you're going through. Because he knows if you tell a powerful believer, they can pray you out of it. Say glory to God. Don't you be ashamed about what you're going through. Amen. Say thank you, Jesus. Ain't you glad you opened your mouth, Sister Tasha? Ain't you glad you opened your mouth, Harold? I'm glad I opened my mouth. Ain't you glad you opened your mouth, Daniel? I'm glad. Ain't no, don't nobody know what you're going through. You open your mouth. Say hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, I have a prophetic anointing. But God always tell me, say, until they say something, don't you say nothing. But I got permission to say something that isn't right there, because that's mine right there. Say glory to God. Hallelujah. I can say something that isn't right there, because that's mine right there. You see that back there? Amen. That mine. Them do all them back there, them mine back there. All them on that road right there, they mine. All of you, you're mine. And I got a right to speak into your life. Say glory to God. But you got to tell somebody what you're going through. Say hallelujah. Don't wait till you in ICU. Come on. Don't wait till they done repossess the house. Confess it right now. Am I right about it? Let somebody know what the devil trying to do. You need some backup. Say victory is ours. Victory is ours. Do I have a witness, baby? Do I have a witness? Do I have a witness? Do I have a witness? My God, there's somebody got a pain and you've been holding on to it. You don't want nobody to know it. You better tell somebody so we can stand in the gap with you. And they can pray with you. Somebody think about doing some zinning, and you need to talk to somebody so they can pray you through. Am I right about it? Anybody see this thing? Confession is what? Powerful. Confession is what? Confession is what? Confession is what? It's powerful, ain't it? Because you sitting up there thinking about something. You need to tell somebody before you do it. Devil don't like it when you confess. Because you shame him, ain't that right? You expose him, ain't that right? Watch this. Let me show you how powerful confession is. This for you, Michael. 1 John 1:9. Not you, Michael, with the Garden of Eden shirt on. Amen. But watch this. He said, if we what? Confess our what? He is what? And just what? And do what? Is this powerful, y'all? Is confession powerful? Say glory! You mean all I got to do is tell on myself? Confess it. Let me show you something about if we confess our sin. See, the enemy don't want you to go agree with God's word and say, you know what? Lord, I committed adultery. I'm very sorry. Your words say an adulterer lack understanding. And I don't lack understanding. I agree with your word, Father. I do that I have seen. And I come to you with a repentant heart. And that's what the Bible says, ain't that right? That's confession. He said, not only will God do what? Forgive you. But he'll turn around and what? Clean you up. He'll take it away from you where you won't meet that man or that woman no more. If you what? Confess it. Am I right about it? Let me show you what powerful, what else powerful about confession. Proverbs 28:13. Here's the other part of that confession. He says, watch this. He that cover his sin, what? But whosoever confess it and forsake them shall have mercy. Is that powerful, y'all? Say, let's go, Randy. See, if I confess my sin, don't cover it up. Don't meet her at Walmart no more. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. You know where meet at Walmart. Don't meet her around the corner no more. Or don't meet him down the Royal River no more. Ain't that right? Don't cover it up no more. Come on. Come on, say amen. Don't cover it up. Say, don't cover it up. But confess it. Ain't that right? But once I confess it, what, I got to forsake it. Forsake it mean I ain't going to do it no more. Now, y'all know that's the hard part, ain't it? But how many of you know if you keep confessing, God will help you, won't he? Well, somebody said, well, how you gonna help me? Every time you get ready to go, God won't let the car crank. Now you don't want the car not to crank, but you want to forsake it, don't you? Which one you rather have, a car can't crank or a dead Negro? Come on, come on. You want to forsake it, am I right? Ain't nobody saying that but me and Harry, amen. That's how I work, ain't that how I work? That ain't your man. That ain't your woman. That's somebody else's man. That's somebody else's woman. Am I right about it? Say glory, hallelujah. I know she cute. I know he fine. I know he pay bills every now and then. Say glory to God. But forsake it, ain't that right? 1 John 4:15. Look what the words say. And this is the confidence. 4:15, baby. 4:15. 4:15. And then we're going to get to that and then I'm going to close. Oh, this good. We fighting up in here. Say, I'm not a human being. Trying to have a spiritual experience. Come on, keep going. Mastering the human. My God, want me to live my life by this. And not. So with this, I am to every barrier and demonstrate in Jesus' name. Say, and that's our confession. And that's our confession. Well, stand on your feet and let's confess it out loud. Amen. 1, 2, 3. I am not a human being. I am a spiritual being.
Mastering the human experience.
My God
wants me to live my life by design.
And not from crisis to crisis. So with this in my mind, I am determined to break every barrier in my life and demonstrate Satan's defeat in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Glory. Let me share something with you. Before I close, let me share something with you. Woo, glory to God. You say, how could you laugh in what you're going through? Because I know I got the victory. Come on, Janet. I know I got the victory. Renee, come on. I know I got the victory. Ain't no worry here, ain't that right, y'all? Daniel, I was in the hospital and I could not breathe. They know it. I'm going to confess it and I'm going to tell it. Every chance I could not breathe. But when I started worshiping, I could breathe. But when I stopped worshiping, I couldn't breathe no more. But you know what? I kept speaking it. And I kept worshiping. And know what happened? I was able to breathe on my own. Let me tell you what God did and what he always do. When you confess, have faith, and believe, he'll fight your battle for you. Run that devil away. And then say, go on, my child, and breathe on your own. Come on. Am I right about it? And don't y'all see the battle that's going on now? Do y'all know there's a spiritual warfare going on right now? The devil said, you ain't going to open your mouth. I got you talking like I want you. The devil is telling the Lord she ain't going to confess. She ain't going to open her mouth. She going to be quiet. And she ain't going to never breathe. Because she don't believe. And she don't have no faith. He said, you don't believe in number money. He said, you don't believe in number fame. He said, you don't believe in his power. That's why you close your mouth and you won't say nothing. Now that's sad, ain't it? I double dare that devil, don't you? Ain't that something? Saying I ain't going to say and confess what God said. Anybody here with me going to say amen?
Amen.
Say, I'm going to say what God said.
God
said if I worship him, didn't he say it?
Yes.
I inhabit what? The praise of my people.
Yeah.
So if I do it and I say it, God going to do what he said, right?
Right?
Watch this. Watch this. You ready, y'all? You ready? Look at this thing. Look at this thing. Boy, we finna get good now. It get good now. It's good now. It's good now. 1 John 5:14. You was almost, you dead. You was ahead of me right now. But I like this thing. Why did Melinda? Read that all together. Read. Is that powerful?
I said, is that powerful? Is that powerful? Who live in you, y'all? Come on, who live in you? Great is he that is in you, where? Than he that's in the world. You got something in you ready, ain't that right? Said Jesus. Come on, said Jesus. Said Jesus. Come on, said Jesus. Did you know what the word said? Whoever called on the name of the Lord shall be saved. You got a call, right? You can't think about it and say, You got to what? Say it. You got to what? Say it. Say it. I got the victory. Victory is mine. In the name of Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. Now watch this. This your part right here. That's your first part. To confess it. That's your first part is to say it. Say it. Say it. You got to say it what? Out loud. Ain't that right? Ain't that say out loud? All right, play the organ, but don't hit the key. Just move your fingers over them. Don't mash them. Just you can't hear nothing, could you? He got to mash them keys, ain't he? Now mash them keys. All right, right there. Open your mouth and don't sit there. Just move your mouth. See, don't nobody know what he's saying, do he? God want to hear your words. Don't God want to hear our words? God want to hear his word come out your mouth. Did you hear me, RJ? God want to hear his words come out your mouth. Not your words come out your mouth. Not your words come out your mouth, Michael. Not your words come out your mouth, Josh. God want to hear his words come out your mouth. Your words don't do nothing, but God's word do. Don't God want to hear his word come out, what? Your mouth. If God in you, what supposed to come out you? God, ain't that right? This good boy. I said, is this good? I got a big dinner today. We're going to eat good and fine. And then later on tonight, my wife going to run right over on my side of the bed. All the glory to God. See, you see what I just spoke is already done. Johnny, you got to speak it. She on my side of the bed. It's already done. Say glory to God. And if you ain't got a man, if one going to come over there, he's going to be on your side of the bed, and you're going to be married. You got to speak that thing. Say, it's already done. Ain't that right? Say, it's done. Ain't it done? See, you know why it's not done? Because you ain't speaking what God's words say. You ready for this giant, Daniel? Because he is going to be one powerful brother. He is a powerful brother. Watch this. You ready, Melinda? 1 John 5:14. Watch this, Nay. It says, 1 John 5:5. She gonna get there. And this is what? The confidence that we have what?
In him.
That if we what? Is that rich? Is that rich? Is that rich? Is that rich, Veronica? That's rich, ain't it? If we what? If we just open our mouth. And this the confidence we have. Let me show y'all something. Anybody here got some confidence?
Uh-huh.
Anybody got confidence?
Yeah.
Do you have faith?
Yeah.
That is already done.
Yeah.
When you open your mouth, don't you believe he heard you?
Yeah.
Now watch what the next verse say. Go to the next verse. And if we know that what?
Yeah.
And what? We know he already done it, ain't he? Is it already done? Let me show y'all something. Let me show you something. Just a little bit of this, a little bit. I was getting ready to get me a new car. I said, I'm going to get me a vet. But the Lord said, no, you ain't going to get no vet. I got in that vet, got way down there, couldn't get up. And then it's so small. And then Sister Lacey said, how you look around here in a yellow vest? Everybody, that's what I wanted. But I said, God, what is it that you want for me to have? RJ said, he got a Camaro. RJ said, Pastor got a Camaro. That's what he said. RJ spoke. He said, he got a Camaro. And when I went on that lot, I wasn't looking for no Camaro. But when I saw the Camaro, I said, that's the car. Amen. Went in there, had no problem with that. Just signed the dotted line. Came on home. Showed it to Bobby. She was like, oh, my God. I wish I had this. But God,
But that's how it works. Watch this, y'all. Watch this. I spoke it. RJ spoke it. What we speaking about each other? What we speaking in agreement? What are we speaking? Do we have confidence about what we saying? Do we really have confidence when we say what we say according to the word? I'm guilty. Everything I haven't been doing, I should have been speaking with confidence. See, watch this. James 1 and 8. Let me show you something. James 1 and 8. James 1 and 8. Go to James 1 and 8. What'd that say? Now go up to verse 6 before we go. I want you to see the basis of this. What verse 6 say? That ain't confidence, is it, y'all? No, now look at verse 7. Look at verse 7. What verse 7 say? Now, anybody want to be honest with me and confess this? I confess the reason why some things ain't happening, because I've been double-minded. Anybody else want to agree with me? I agree with it. You got to confess it first, ain't that right? You ain't going no further till you confess it. Say glory to God. I know, y'all, what I'm saying is word. You can't take down. Once you speak it and believe it, you can't take down. Who gonna come after your words? Who else? People. People is the ones that come after your words. That's why it ain't good to let folk know everything. You go to telling them that, Lord, Lord them built me a house from the ground. They look at your income and see where you live at now. And know what they'll start saying? He lost his mind. How that broke joker gonna build a house from the ground? You see where I'm coming from? I'm finna open up me a business. Yeah, open up a business. Ain't nobody gonna buy nothing from him. See what I'm talking about? And then you start believing what they said, then you won't even open up the business. Watch this. I got a business. Plenty of people coming in my shop, and I'm serving people. I'm giving to the kingdom of God, and I'm rich, and I'm wealthy, and I'm lacking nothing. Now you done said that, don't take down. Ain't that right? I done lost 100 pounds. Now don't take down. See, you done spoke it, ain't that right? See, I use Katrina for an example. Katrina said she was fine. She done lost that weight, ain't her? She fine, ain't she? Say glory to God.
Glory to God.
My wife been saying, I'm just losing too much weight. The doctor said, you got to lose weight. I don't like losing the weight. You got to say, I agree with God's word. I'm healthy. I'm at the weight, God, you know I need to be at. And I'm healthy. Hallelujah. If it's slim with a little puny behind, that's all right. Ain't nobody got to look at it but me. See, y'all ain't saying that. Ain't God good? Let me close, Daniel. You want me to close? I'm finna close now, Daniel. I got to close. Because I got to help our people. I got to help our people. Watch this, Nate. Start listening to the words come out your mouth and stand back and watch what you're saying. Listen to the word come out your mouth, Harold, and watch what you're saying. God, let me tell you what moved God. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. When you call him according to his word, he got to do it. He got to do it. He can't take down from his word. Go to Isaiah 55. Y'all need to see this. You got to see this. He can't take back his word. He got to do what his word said do. And the only thing you got to do is speak it and believe it and have faith in it, and he'll do it. He'll do it. I don't care what it looked like, what everybody else said, that it's not possible, but all things are possible with God, because he got to do what his word said do. And what your problem is, you speaking stuff, but you ain't speaking it according to his word. Now you got to change your words, ain't it? Look what it says. For as the rain, what? And the snow from heaven, and return not either, but water the earth, and making it bring forth the bud, that it may what? Give seed to the soil and bread to what? Don't the water run down on the ground? Don't it hit the seeds in the ground? And don't the seeds hit roots, and the roots come up and it bring grass, and it bring fruit, don't it? That ain't gonna change. Is that gonna change? All right, go to the next verse. Watch this. He said, so shall my word. So shall my word. It ain't gonna change. So that my word, what? That go what? Forth out. It shall not return unto me what? But it shall accomplish that. And it shall prosper. Now watch this. It ain't going to be common sense. It ain't going to be common sense. Go back to Isaiah at the beginning, Go back up to the 9. Go up to 9. 9. Ain't you got 9 up there? Isaiah 55, 9, 6. That's all 2 you got. Should have been more than that. We had more than that Thursday night. What happened to it? It didn't change, did it, baby? You know? He said, our thoughts, he said his thoughts are not our thoughts. Ain't that right? His ways are what? Not our ways, are they? You're right, ain't that right? But he said he'll do what his word said do. So that means I got to line up with his word. He ain't got to line up with our words. But if we line up with his words and start saying what his word said, and stop doubting it and stop being double-minded, it going to come what? Not back void. It's just rich. It's just rich. Now watch this. Y'all ready for a breakthrough? You ready for a breakthrough, Turner? You ready for a breakthrough, Daniel? You ready for a breakthrough, Katrina? You ready for a breakthrough, Sally? You ready for one, Roshan? I want some more. I don't know about y'all. I want more. I want what all God want me to have. Because you know what? I'm blessed to be a blessing. I speak that. I speak I bless people. I speak I love people. You start saying you hate folk, you in bad shape. Because you'll start disliking people. Because them words came out your mouth. Am I right about it? Now watch this. It said, let the words of my mouth in the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight. O Lord, you are my strength and my redeemer. Y'all heard that? Now what my words got to do? Just by what we quote, what our words got to do. Let the words of my mouth what? In the message be what? They got to be acceptable, ain't it? He ain't finna hear no anything. Say, he ain't finna hear no anything. He ain't finna hear no anything. The word that come out your mouth got to be acceptable. What about in his sight? Now, once they accept it in sight, he said, he'll give you strength. He'll give you strength. And he'll redeem you out of every situation. But you're going to have to what, speak it out your mouth. Yeah. How far is your nose from your mouth? About an inch, ain't it? Now, if your nose 3 inches from your mouth, we need to talk. Amen. But it's about an inch, ain't it? Come on, do like this. It's about an inch, ain't it? The most powerful thing on your body is an inch away from your nose. And that's your mouth. Now I got to change my words. I got to fix my words. Now this is what we did Thursday night, and this is what we're doing today. I woke up this morning. I said, Lord, send our people to church today. Then he said, what? That ain't faith, my son. I said, Lord, they coming today. Because you got a word for them. That's going to change their life. Y'all here? Now watch this. Watch this. Watch this. Watch this. You ready? Watch it. When we speak and we say stuff, we got to speak stuff. Let us speak things that into existence that be not as though they already are. Watch this. Let me help you with that. This is how we got to start talking. This is good now. Say you sick. Doctor say you got bad disease. You can't say, I'm sick no more. You got to say, I'm healed. And I'm whole. And I'm healthy. What if somebody come to you and say, the doctor say you're sick? You say, you know, the doctor can say what he want to say, but I'm saying what the words say. I'm healed. and I'm healthy. Now, you know people going to ask you some more questions, all that. You're going to have to be ready for this so you won't get tricked and start saying, yeah, I know I got this disease. I ain't got this disease no more. Well, watch it. Is the disease on the doctor report? Yeah. Do the paperwork say it's there? Yeah. The paperwork says there. The medical report says there. The blood work says there. But the word of God said it's not there. That ain't common sense, is it? Common sense says there. So focus on, you know what? He crazy now. He crazy. Now you ain't crazy. Know why? Because you sick because you spoke what's wrong with you anyway. Now you done spoke it on you. You need to speak it off you. Are you getting it now? Say glory to God. See, now watch this. Speak those things that be not as they were. All right, watch this. Watch this. I'm living in my new house. See, is that good? Yeah. Say, I'm living in my new house.
I'm living in my new house.
Now you can't take down. All right. Now watch this. Somebody's going to come to you and they're going to say, we ain't going to move. I'm already in my new house. Now how they going to be looking at you? Because they know you living right there in your old house, right? But what you going to say? I live, what, in my new house. Now that's powerful, ain't it? Now watch this. Let me show you faith. Now y'all going to say, oh, that don't make sense. Then I'm going to bring it home for you. I'm going to bring it home for you, babe. I'm going to bring this home. Let me show you how faith works. See, as soon as you speak it, faith already over here doing it. Your faith is a spirit that works for you. Your faith already gone. The house is built. The house already built. It's built from the ground. The moment you spoke it, it's already done. See? But as soon as you start speaking and faith start building on the house and you start speaking, you know what? I don't know whether I'm going to build a house or not. Faith got to stop. Got to drop all the nails. Faith said, now I can't do nothing. Now she done spoke this thing, and now I can't do nothing. So then you speak faith again, then faith start working on the house and all of that and this and that, working on the paperwork and everything you got to do. Faith working while you just done. And then you start speaking, doubt again, faith got to stop. Then faith said, man, come on, what you going to do? Have faith or not? Am I right? Here's the story to show you how it worked. The woman with the issue of blood, 12 years sick, spent all her money. And one day Jesus was passing by. She spoke something. What did she speak? What did she speak? Come on, I want to hear it. Come on, what did she say? Did she say that? Did she speak that? Did she speak that? She said, if I could just, what, touch? Did she say that? What she said? If I, what, touch that garment. She said, I'm going to be made whole. Now, what happened after that? It made whole. When she made whole. Because what did she do? It didn't make sense, did it? It didn't make sense what she was going to do. What she was going to do was just touch the hem of his garment. It don't make sense. But her faith said, if you can just touch that garment. And watch what faith did. She got on her knees, y'all. And she crawled while folk was stepping on her finger. And she was hitting, folk was looking down there at her like, whatever going on. But that woman said, if I just touch that garment. And she pressed her way through. And when she grabbed a garment, she didn't grab Jesus. She just grabbed this part of his clothes. You know when I grab your clothes and pull them out, I just grab that little part right there. She just grabbed that little part. And guess what happened? She was made whole. You remember you was made whole, weren't you, baby? I just messing with y'all. Let me stop before I get in trouble. I just want y'all to get this thing. I want y'all to get this. Did you get it? Did you get it?
Yeah.
What you got to do now? What you got to do now? Tell me what you got to do now.
Yeah.
You got to confess, ain't it?
Yeah.
And believe it, ain't it?
Yeah.
And stand on it, right?
Yeah.
And don't take down.
Yeah.
Say, don't take down.
Yeah.
Stop saying what the doctor's saying. He get paid to say what he say. Am I right about it? Don't you? We ain't trying to contradict you, doctor. You already contradicted.
Yeah.
Jesus is my healer. The word of God is my healer. Say hallelujah. Say hallelujah. Come on, say no more depression. No more depression. Say I ain't depressed. Say I'm not depressed. Say I'm happy. Enthusiastic. Exciting. Hallelujah. Now watch this. Y'all ready? Y'all ready? You want to watch my, you want to hit my confession button? Anybody want to hear my confession? Father, I come right now giving you praise, honor, and glory. I'm the head and not the tail. I'm above and not beneath. I'm the limb and not the bar. I walk by faith and not by sight. I'm a world overcomer. I triumph in Christ. I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. All the glory to God. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against me in judgment shall be condemned. This is my heritage and my righteousness of the Lord. It's not by human might nor by human power, but it's by your spirit, saith you, the Lord God of hosts. Glory to God. I lay aside every dead weight of sin that easily beset me. I don't look at the things that are before me, but I look at the glory that awaits me. I sit in high places with Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. I don't have the spirit of fear, but power and love in the sound mind. Glory to God. I'm rich and I'm wealthy, lacking nothing in my life. I'm the seed of Abraham. There's no lack, no scarcity in my life. The Lord is my shepherd. I never want. He make me to lie down in green pastures. He lead me beside still water. He restore my soul. Lead me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I never feel no evil. For he with me, his rod, his staff, they comfort me. He prepared tables before me in the presence of my enemy. He anoint my head with oil, and my cup run over. Surely goodness, mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in his house. I dwell in his presence forever and forever and forever and forever and forever and forever and ever. I triumph in Christ. I always win. I have the victory. Victory is mine. And this is the victory that overcome the world, even my faith. Great is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I seek the kingdom first, his righteousness, and all things are added unto me. I'm the head, not the tail, above and not beneath. I'm the lender, and I am not the barrier. All the glory to God. I am healed, healthy, and whole. My body is the temple of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus Christ. All my kidneys are functioning properly. My liver is taking out all the toxic that is in my body. My immune system is breaking down every germ and every disease. My bones and my marrows are strong. My DNA is strong. All the glory to God. My heart rate is normal. My blood pressure is 120 over 70. In the name of Jesus Christ, my eyesight is keen. For the glory of God, all my brain cells are functioning properly. Aneurysm has no place in my life. Cancer has no place in my life. In the name of Jesus Christ, my water is blessed. My food is blessed. And my drink is blessed. I will live the rest of my days in perfect health. The Lord teach me how to know my days, and I apply my heart to wisdom. And I give you all the praise, honor, and the glory. For I am your elect. Who can lay charge to your elect? If you be for me, who can be against me? All things work together for my good, because I've been called according to his purpose. Jesus Christ is the Lord. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard what the Lord has in store for me. Hallelujah. You speak that word. And don't what? Take down. Said don't take down. Come on, boy. Said don't take down. I done lost 100 pounds. I done lost 100 pounds. I'm fine. I'm in my new bathing suit. All the glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm fine. Say, say. You speak it. It's done. Say it's done. It's done. Anybody out of debt? Say I'm out of debt. I'm out of debt. Say I'm debt free. I'm debt free. Say I spend with wisdom. I spend with knowledge. Come on, say it. Say I am a kingdom builder. Say it is the Lord that God that give me the power to obtain wealth. Come on, it's the Lord that God that give me the power to obtain wealth. Because I have a covenant with him. Say glory, hallelujah. Say glory, hallelujah. See, you got to speak that word. And you got to speak that word. You look at your daughter and you speak on your daughter. Say, my daughter is whole. She's whole. She up on her feet. She walking around. All the glory. She doing her ministry. It's already done. See, we can't speak stuff until it happens. We got to speak it for it to happen. You got that, Michael? Me and Shaquille are happily married. We have a healthy baby. All the glory to God. I have the best job. I'm one of the best members in the church that do whatever pastor tell me to do in the name of Jesus Christ. You speak that thing, ain't that right? That right, ain't that right, Michael? Before you woke up this morning, I'm wearing my favorite shirt and I'll be in church and I'm going to smile and give God all the praise. Didn't you say that? And you wearing it too, amen. Ain't that what you got to do? Ain't you got to speak it? Ain't you got to speak it? Ain't you got to speak it? Because when you get ready to do something bad, you speak it first, don't you? Mm-hmm. I'm going to see could I go bingo. Don't you say it. Let me see. I'm going to see if I can get this dog to win. Come on. We do that, don't we? I know I'm supposed to eat this, but I'm going to eat it anyway. It ain't going to bother me, don't we, y'all? Mm-hmm. I be eating potato chips sometime. I be saying, Lord, you know I'm supposed to eat this. We do it, don't we, y'all? Say, I'm delivered. You know what I have for snacks? I have blueberries, raspberries, grapes, watermelon, fruits, vegetables. Look at that. Ooh. What you laughing at, RJ? Look at that boy. You ain't never seen that like that. Ain't that big? Ain't it big? Is it big? Ain't it big, hell, ain't it big? Bigger than yours, ain't it, Harold? Harold said it ain't bigger than his. It ain't bigger than yours. I know it ain't bigger than yours. But I speak it's bigger than yours. Ain't God good? My food, what I'm going to eat today, going to taste delicious, and it's going to digest in my body properly. I already spoke what's going to happen tonight. Say glory to God. It's already done, ain't it? Now, if you ain't married, you can't speak that tonight. Some of the married folk don't even want it spoken. Glory to God. God is good, ain't he, y'all? How many got something today? You got something out of this dungeon? I know you did. You got to change them words.